How many of you guys would raise your hand tonight and say that I am a Christian? Listen, hey, wait, before we do, okay, if you do not raise your hand, that is completely okay, okay? Like, I do not want church answers tonight. This is not you raising your hand because everyone else is or whatever. And beware, because if you raise your hand, I may actually ask you a question to answer. But how many guys would say tonight that you are a Christian? Okay, awesome. Awesome. Thank you for those of you guys who are being honest with me tonight and you say, no, I'm not. So I want to ask you this question then. How do you know that you're a Christian? Hey, actually, hey, Marcus, bro, you can just go ahead and stop playing, okay? You can stop playing. How do you guys know that you're a Christian? I said, how do you know that you're a Christian, right? Because a lot of you guys raise your hands and see that you're a Christian. What's up? Because you believe Jesus died for you. Okay? Because you love Jesus and you know he loves you. Okay? Okay, because even at your worst, you knew God was there. Okay, beautiful. What's up, bud? That God gave you a new path. Awesome. Anybody else have an answer? Okay, if I can be honest with you guys tonight, okay? None of that is the right answer. Okay? You are not a Christian. Okay, listen, please hear what I'm saying tonight. This is not to bash anybody. It's like, I just have what's in my heart exploding right now, okay? None of that tells me that you're actually a Christian. Biblically, right? So a lot of us are taught, like, this gospel, like, and I've even done it here so many times, you know, or maybe you hear it, like, the end of the services, like, hey, if you want to give your life to Jesus, raise your hand, right? And you raise your hand because maybe you feel conviction. And it's like, hey, I want you to say this prayer after me. And so we say a prayer, right? And then, like, very little about your life changes, you know, besides the fact that we said a prayer at an altar. And what I think has happened so many of the times is that we have dumbed down giving our lives to Jesus as raising my hands and saying a prayer. Does that make sense? Does that make sense, guys? And listen, biblically, that is not how you know that you're saved. Listen, I can raise my hand and I can say a prayer and I can still go to hell. So, man, like, this is coming across really intense. It's not my heart to come across so intense. But, like, none of that tells me that I'm a Christian. None of it does. And here's the thing. So what are the two words that Jesus said to the disciples when he met them? Like the two critical, or I guess the three critical words. What is it? Oh, yeah, come follow me, right, same thing, yeah. So somebody say, follow me. Come on, somebody say, follow me. Somebody say, follow me. Somebody say, follow me. Somebody say, follow me. Like, what makes you a Christian is not that, man, I raised my hand and said a prayer. Because here's the thing, is that I can raise my hands and say a prayer because I feel conviction, or I feel bad about my sin, or because, like, I really don't want to go to hell, you know? And so, man, I'm going to raise my hand and say a prayer or whatever, but none of that means that I'm actually following Jesus. You know, man, I can grow up in church And then I can even feel the presence of God at times, right? And God can meet me at my lowest moments, which is amazing, right? I'm not dogging or downing anything, but none of that means that I'm actually following Jesus, right? Like, I mean, I can know that God loves me, right? And all this other stuff, but none of that actually means that I'm following Jesus. See, like once again, here's the thing, is that it's just like, and this is no one's fault, this is actually like Western church culture, which is super dangerous, is that we have dumbed down following Jesus to saying a prayer. Did you know, and there's nothing wrong with having a moment where you pray, right? And like you did give your life to Jesus and it was real and it was like this moment of like discipleship that was happening there. But it's this thing where like Jesus, like I never once see Jesus saying a prayer in the Bible with somebody to follow him. Right? Right? I mean, or like, is it just me? Right? Here's the thing, it was a choice. It was a choice. You know, when the young rich ruler, he came to Jesus, right? And he says, Jesus, like what do I have to do to inherit eternal life? Or basically, like, what do I have to do to follow you? And you know, actually, let me put this way. He says, what do I have to do to inherit eternal life? Right? Like, and here's the thing, is that this guy was interested in heaven and he wasn't interested necessarily in Jesus. Hear me tonight. And I think that the way that the gospel is taught a lot of the times, it makes people really interested in heaven, but it doesn't make them interested in following Jesus. Is that somehow we think that we can get to heaven without following him? See, because here's like here's Jesus' response, right? He says, man, you're going to have to keep basically the 10 commandments, right? And the guy said, oh yeah, I mean, I have done all that. Yo, man, I've honored and obeyed my parents, right? Man, I haven't served any false gods, you know, like, and just X, Y, and Z. And Jesus said this, he says, but one thing you lack. He said, so all that you have to the poor and follow me. You know, and so many times we emphasize that one thing as like, oh, well, this dude, he was really rich and, you know, his one thing was his wealth and he wasn't really willing to sell it. You know, like, well, part of me is starting to think that that one thing, it wasn't his wealth, it was actually the following Jesus. Does that make sense? Is that this guy's one thing? I mean, like, it wasn't that he wasn't doing all the right things, because he was doing all the right things, but he wasn't following Jesus. Like, if I could even tell you this tonight, is it like, guys, listen, Jesus isn't even after you doing the right things. Like, it matters, yes, obedience matters, all that stuff, but more importantly, Jesus is after you actually following him. Like you actually following him. Hey, William, I want you to move over here bro. Because you need to hear this. You guys are talking. Go over here. Just anywhere over there, bro. Like, what does it mean to actually, if I was to say, what does it actually mean to follow Jesus? I want to ask y'all. Somebody tell me. Give 100% time to him. Okay. What does it mean to follow Jesus? Because like, yes. Did you say to sacrifice your way of living for his? To sacrifice your old way of living to follow his? No way of life. That's really good. Like what, y'all? This is like your salvation hinges on this. What does it mean to follow Jesus? Both of you guys give awesome answers, beautiful. What it means to follow Jesus is yes. What are you gonna say, bro? Come on, man, that's beautiful, bro. I love it. I love it. That's all. Everything you guys said is part of it. But what happened after Jesus said, "Follow me," right? Like, what did these 12 disciples do? Like, they dropped everything and they followed him, right? I'm gonna put it like this: is that in a way, or definitely in a way, I wish I knew a different word than this word for you guys, but they became an apprentice to Jesus. Tonight, they became an apprentice to Jesus. Right? Is that Jesus, like how many of you guys know it in apprentices? Like, raise your hands if you do. How many of you guys do not know what an apprentice is? Is anybody in here not know? Like, seriously, like, there's no shame. Okay, thank you, bud. Thank you. A few of you guys. Yeah, thank you. So, like, a few of you guys don't know. Like, what an apprentice is it saying this. It's saying, man, is that I'm making you my master now, and literally, like, I am modeling my life after following you. It's like, I'm modeling my life after following you. And, like, y'all, and we've been taught, like, oh, that means that you have to be perfect. Like, that means that you can't struggle. Like, that means that you can't have mess ups and failures. Y'all know. Y'all listen. Yo, the 12 disciples were some of the most jacked up people on the planet. Yo, you had Matthew, who was like the lowest of low in society. Like, people viewed prostitutes and whores better than they did Matthew. You had Simon the Zealot, who was basically a mafia gangster, right? You had Judas, who was a thief. Like Jesus is not like, hey, when you follow me, like, you got to get your act completely together and then you'll get it. He says, no, follow me and begin to model your life after me. Model, it's this whole thing of, man, I'm actually following Jesus and I'm following his ways. That's what it means to be a Christian. And here's the thing, is that I can say a prayer and that can never happen. Like, that can never happen. Yo, and listen, that's like a really scary thought for me. Because we have banked our eternal security on the fact that I raised my hand in a service. Listen, that's a really bad thing to bank your eternal security on. No, I feel it so strong in my heart right now for you guys. I feel it so strong in my heart for you guys. Since some of you guys, you've been so bored with Christianity, it's because you've never had it. You've never actually had it because you've never actually followed him. Yeah, you said a prayer. Yeah, maybe your parents made you learn Bible verses. Yeah, maybe they dragged you to church here and there. But you never actually really followed him. Like, and that's my heart for you tonight. Man, like, that's my question for you tonight. Is that, man, like, not have you said a prayer. Not, man, like, whatever, right? Like, not are you a good church or church attender or whatever. It's like, no, like, tonight, like, who are you following? Like, seriously, guys. Like, who are you following? Actually, man, yo, like, am I following Jesus or am I following culture? Am I following Jesus or am I following my friends? Am I following Jesus or am I following really me? What I want to do, what I want. Yo, listen, what's the one thing, man? Once again, this dude who comes to Jesus and he was concerned about heaven, he was concerned about, man, eternal life per se. And Jesus is like, no, bro, like, you're missing it. Like, you're missing the one thing, and the one thing is me. It's me. Yo, and here's the thing, is that, like, following Jesus is actually going to cost you something. Like, it's actually going to cost you something. It is not, so like we always preach, right? You're like, salvation is free, da da da. Listen, if I can be real with you, salvation is not free. Number one, it costs Jesus everything. Number two, it costs you giving up your life to actually follow after him, making the decision of saying, Jesus, my life belongs to you. And listen, like, yeah, listen, it's awesome that we have people raise their hands and pray, like, and have these moments, but what I'm saying is that what happens is a lot of times is that we feel conviction or we feel guilt, right? Or like whatever, like, and we raise our hands, but we never actually make the choice to follow him. Am I making sense to you guys? Am I making sense? Because, what's the best way to say this? Okay, so, because this is a family talk, right? Okay, this is a family talk, right? Like when I look around the room in worship, right? And I'm in the midst of people who have given their lives to Jesus, who are following after him. And it's like, it looks like no one cares. Like, and it's not this thing where, like, I'm watching you guys and evaluating your worship or whatever, and, oh, like, man, like, Aaron raised his hands today. Like, so-and-so is doing this. No, like, but when I get the overall sense in the room, and it's like, man, like, do I have to be here? Like, and that's not everybody in the room. Like, that's not everybody in the room. And I know we all have off nights and funky days and all that other stuff like that. But, man, y'all, like, here's the thing, is that I shouldn't have to get up on the stage every week and re-raw us into worshiping him if we're really following him. Like, that's a normal thing if I've given my life to him and I'm actually following him. I mean, it's a normal thing for me to want to love on Jesus. Like, it's normal. It's like natural, you know? Like, it is as natural as it is for me to eat, as it is for me a desire to love him and to want to worship him. And when I'm in the room and atmosphere is like it was tonight, listen to you guys, we're just having a family talk tonight, and I'm bearing my heart open before you guys, okay? I'm trying to do it in a whole lot of love. But y'all, like, something has to shift. And, like, I looked around the room tonight, and it was like, man, like, are we really following him? Like, really? Like maybe I'm in a room with a bunch of people who've said a prayer before, but am I in a room with a bunch of people who've actually made the choice and said, Jesus, like, here's my life. Jesus, here's my heart. Like, it's yours, God. Come be the Lord of my life. Like, get that. Come be the Lord of my life. Because, y'all, that's what this thing means. Like, that's what this thing is. I feel like we dumb the lordship of Jesus. And we say, oh, man, well, I'm saved because I believe there's a God. Right? I mean, I'm saved because I believe, you know, Jesus was real. And, yeah, I mean, I believe Jesus died on the cross. And I believe on the third day that he raised from the dead. Like, you know what Paul says when he's talking to, I think it is, is he talking to the Ephesian church, Galatian church? He's talking to one of them, right? And he says, good for you. Like, you believe in God? Wow, good for you. So do the demons in hell. He says, man, like, and at least they shudder at the name of Jesus. Something along those lines. Like, and we've dumbed our salvation down to, once again, a prayer or just like this fact of going like, oh man, yeah, do you, like, I believe in God. Like, so? like, I'm not trying to be mean or rude, but it's just like, and? Like, good for you. So does Satan and so does all of hell believe that there's a God. Good job. You've made it to step number one. You know, the Bible says that the guy who says in his heart that there is no God is an utter fool. So it's, man. So what I'm trying to say tonight is that being saved, being a Christian, right, giving your life to Jesus, it's not in a prayer. It is not in just adhering to the fact that you believe that there's a creator, or that you believe there's a God, or that you believe that, I mean, that somebody actually, there's a creative designer out there that actually wove the universe together. Like, none of that tells me that you're a Christian. What tells me that you're a Christian is that, man, are you actually following Jesus? And are you, listen to this, and are you actually under his apprenticeship? That's really, 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 really big. Are you actually under his apprenticeship? Like, does his word actually affect your life? Like, when I read the words of Jesus or the words of the Bible, do they actually move me to action? Man, so I want every head bowed and every eye closed for me tonight, man. No. We're not going to fall into that, right? Man, if you're in the room tonight and you're like, yo, I've said a prayer before, I've raised my hand before, and I've done X, Y, and Z, man, I've thought that I was saved because I believe that there's a God before, but tonight I actually want to follow Jesus. Like, I actually want to follow Jesus and come under his apprenticeship, come under his rule, his reign, his whatever. Like, I want you to stand up tonight. Like, I'm just gonna leave the floor open. If that's anybody in the room, like right now, like 1, 2, 3, man, if that's you, you can go ahead and stand up. And I actually wanna, I actually want us to like make this choice tonight that we're actually gonna follow him and actually come underneath his apprenticeship tonight. Like, and if you've already done it, that's, like, beautiful. Like, I'm not saying you have to stand if you've already done it. Like, this is for people who you feel like, yo, I thought I would say because I believe that there's a God or because I raised my hand or X, Y, and Z. But tonight, like, I'm following Jesus. I'm following Jesus. I'm following Jesus. I'm coming underneath him tonight, his apprenticeship. Come on, man. Is there anybody else? Is there anybody else? Hey, you guys can come back on stage and play. Man, so this is what I want us to do tonight is, man, I just want us to close our eyes. And here's the thing, is that I'm not going to pray for you. Like, I'm going to tell you what to do, but I want you to do it. So Jesus' gospel was this. He says, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So, man, I invite you in this moment to repent of doing life apart from him. And then, man, I just invite you to have a moment with Jesus right now where just between you and him, where you're making the choice and the decision to follow him and to come underneath his apprenticeship. So to follow him, meaning this, Jesus, I make you Lord of my life, right? And I do confess with my mouth, that you're Lord. And I believe in my heart that Jesus was raised from the dead. But this thing where it's like, I repent of my sins, and then Jesus, I'm making this choice to follow you. I'm making this choice to follow you. I'm making this choice to follow you, Jesus. So with no one leading you, I want you to have a moment with Jesus right now.